Hello, everyone, and welcome to Teen Connect on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Helen Cox, and as you may or may not know, here on Teen Connect, we dive into important local and global issues that impact young people, creating conversations that bring together experts and teens to better understand our world and the role we each play in shaping it. As always, our audio editing is handled by James Ziprote. Here on Teen Connect, we focus on the voices and stories shaping our generation, and we're thrilled to welcome today's honorable guest, someone who's impressively done just that on a local, state, and national level, renowned athlete Virginia Krause, and as of recently, I believe, the first ever four-time Pennsylvania cross-country state champion. Yeah. Just congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for having me today.
Of course, and I've had the privilege of knowing Virginia through school, and I'm very, very excited to hear about and share her story. Let's just start from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior at Saucon Valley High School currently, but I've been involved in sports since I was pretty much since I could walk. I was born in North Carolina, but most of my childhood I spent around here in Hellertown, Pennsylvania, just playing a variety of sports: ice hockey, mountain biking, soccer, lacrosse, ultimate frisbee, and most focused on cross country. That's a little background.
Interesting. What would you say initially inspired or influenced you to get into sports?
I think it was a combination of things. Both my parents were athletes in high school and college, so to have that influence from a young age and also to have that as an opportunity to do something with my parents, because I have two younger brothers, so to get individualized attention from my parents was rare in my family. Yeah. So if I could go out and run with them, that was a time I could spend with them, just me and them. And then also, with having younger siblings, that was a way we could all spend time together, because my two younger brothers, they both love all kinds of sports. The youngest one's a gymnast. The middle one, he's 15 now. He plays ice hockey. So we all play sports together all the time.
So I see, like, a variety of sports. Is there anything that pulled you into, like, cross-country specifically, do you think?
Yeah, I think the thing I like best about cross-country is it felt like a very fair sport. Like, if you put in the work, you see results pretty fast. And so I was really motivated to keep doing it, because every single day there was a new achievement, a new goal to be set, which is something that I really enjoy.
What are other activities you enjoy outside of athletics?
I'm really into writing. I've written a couple short stories and books. I try to write poetry, not very good at it. I like art a lot. I do a lot of wood burning. I really like nature in general, so I like try to depict nature scenes through wood burning, because I find it's like a nice natural medium.
No, I've never done wood burning, because I grew up like in a city, so moving here to the Lehigh Valley, it's like so much nature, I feel like, compared.
Yeah, that's one thing I really love about our area, and it's especially good for running, because there is so much beautiful nature. Like, we have the Saucon Rail Trail and the Greenway here in Bethlehem, as well as Lehigh's got an amazing cross-country course, and we even have some, like, amazing nature preserves out in Trexler and down at Lake Nockamixon.
How do you tend to manage, like, the plethora of activities you do and then stay motivated throughout all of them, would you say?
I think the most important thing for me is to remind myself to take breaks. Often I'll get so focused on something that I will just keep striving to be better and better and better at it, and so I have to remind myself, like, hey, I need to take a step back, take a deep breath, maybe watch some TV, read a book, do something I enjoy. So I try to balance the work with fun.
Because I feel like a past guest we had was Isabel Mendoza, who, like, won the Poetry Out Loud contest. And I remember one of the things he was saying is he never pushed himself to practice when he didn't feel like it. He only did it when he was, like, sort of in the mood for it, so he could put his best foot forward. So I just...
Yeah, I feel like running is a mixture of both. There are some days when you have to push yourself to do it when you don't want to, because some days in the winter it'll be freezing cold. You just want to stay cozy in bed, and you have to go out and do it. But then you have to remember that if it's not fun anymore, you really shouldn't be doing it, because bottom line, sports are about fun.
Yes, that's a good message. Were there any, like, teachers, mentors, or family members who helped you nurture your love for running and or sports overall?
Yeah, I think my love for running has grown through my interactions with so many different people. One person most notably, my coach since fourth grade, Coach Koloski, or we call him Coach K, he met me when I was at the local Hellertown swimming pool in fourth grade, and they said, you look like you would like to run. You should come out to Saucon Valley summer running practice. And I've been training with him ever since. And he's been an amazing coach, just giving me, like, really good advice about how to be both a fast runner and a smart runner and how to enjoy the sport. But also, he's been a huge mentor in my life. He's shared a lot about his faith with me. He's very spiritual, goes to church every Sunday and many other days a week, too. He shared a lot about having faith in God and not just, like, relying on myself to achieve things, but having faith that if I put in the work, the results will come. So he's been a big mentor in my life, as well as my other coach, Coach Vadumsky at Saucon. I'm so grateful for him. He's out there with me every single day, even though the season's over, training, doing workouts, and as well as my entire team and my family. Just like there's so many people in the running community and in the local community that have had a huge impact on me, and I would not be where I am today without them.
Yeah, I was going to say I've never really been in touch with it because I used to play soccer, and running was like our like punishment sport, so I kind of dreaded it more so. But it's so amazing to hear about it all the time.
I think when you have a sport that is so hard, the only way you can really get through it is if you have a good support system and a good group of people who make it fun.
And then on a similar note, do you have like a specific goal or target in mind when you're like running?
Yeah, the way I go through my season is I set a few goals. Usually I set a realistic goal and an unrealistic goal. And the unrealistic goal is sort of like when people talk about like reach goals when they're applying to college, it's like something that's like way out there, but just something to keep in the back of your mind and strive for. So this season, the realistic goal was to win states, and the unrealistic goal is to win Brooks Nationals, which is in a couple of weeks now.
Okay, so would that be the end of your season?
Yes. Gotcha. So I have probably three more races. I'll just have a nice, easy tune-up race in about 2 weeks. That'll be a couple miles to get my legs moving again, and then I'll have my regional meet, and then if I get top 10 in the regional meet, I'll go out to San Diego to race in the national meet.
Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
This is on a different note, but are injuries prevalent? And if so, like, how would you deal with them?
I've been lucky enough not to have any major injuries in the last few years, but I did end up with a stress fracture my freshman year, multiple stress fractures in both of my shins.
Oh, wow.
And injuries in general are a huge problem in the running community, specifically in the female running community, because a lot of coaches and a lot of runners don't understand how to run smart, in that they don't understand how much fuel their body needs to run at a high level. And so a lot of these runners, they're underfueling, and then their bone density is no good, and then they get stress fracture after stress fracture after stress fracture. So one thing that I've always been a big advocate for is being super healthy, eating a lot of calcium-dense foods, but just making sure I'm eating more than enough to keep my body running fast, because that is the biggest way to prevent injuries. So I've been lucky enough over the last few years not to have any more major injuries, but there's always little things here and there. You can feel your body start to like break down after a really hard workout, and then just the way I react to that is I'll take a couple days easy afterwards, try to make sure that I'm listening to what my body is telling me and running smart.
No, I agree. I think the nutrition aspect is very important, because especially in ballet, I feel like body image is a big deal, especially with like female dancers underfueling and then not having enough energy, obviously, because you're dancing for how many hours. But that, I think we need to normalize it more.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. I'm always an advocate for having better examples in the running community.
Yes. Is there a key takeaway you've learned from your experiences overall?
My big like slogan over the last few years has been run happy, because I think that's the most important thing. Like, I see a lot of athletes out there who are running really well, improving a bunch, but they just don't seem to enjoy it because they're pushing themselves harder than they're really capable of doing while still enjoying the sport. So I remind everybody that I meet, if you're not going to meets and you're not having fun there, then you really shouldn't be doing it at all. Like, in the past year, I've really started to enjoy the sport more, been taking more time just to go on fun runs rather than only like very high intensity runs. So I'll pick an interesting route somewhere I've never gone before, or I'll try to find a buddy to run with, and then we can have a nice conversation. But just enjoying the sport, that's the biggest thing message I want to share.
And then I was going to ask, what was your favorite part, if there is one?
Oh my goodness, there are so many favorite parts. I have to say just like the everyday runs with the team. Like, we have so many great characters on the Saucon Valley cross country team. It's a really fun group to run with. I especially had fun going with, we had a group of three runners who qualified for states. So we got to drive up to Hershey all together. We stopped at Cracker Barrel and got lunch, and it was a great time. We got up to a little bit of mischief, took our paint markers and wrote on the other school's vans and stuff like that. But it's been a great season. Had a lot of good memories.
I'm glad. So obviously I feel like cross country is a very individualized sport.
Yeah, I would say it does feel like an individual sport, especially when you're racing. The way I usually talk about it is that cross country is an individual sport when you're on the race course, but it's a team sport everywhere else. Like, the team sport at practice, and honestly, it's a team sport until the race starts. So when you're when you're huddled up with your team before the race and everyone's talking about their goals and their fears and their aspirations, that's that part. It couldn't be more of a team sport. But then when you do get on the race course, there is that kind of, it feels very solitary. So it's unique in that.
And then, do you have, like, a personal favorite artist, like, outside of academics or sports or?
Like musical artists or just like any kind of artist?
Musical, writing, any kind really.
I would say Noah Kahn, the singer. He's been like the soundtrack for my cross country and track career a little bit. Every single year, when I have a big race, I post it on Instagram with a song as a soundtrack to it. Yeah. And Noah Kahn is always the soundtrack to my biggest races. Yeah. Just a really good artist, really great message.
What do you think is the biggest misconception surrounding cross country or running overall?
What you said earlier about like it being an individual sport, that's like that's one of the misconceptions I've noticed. Another one is that like we just run the whole time we're at practice. I feel like a lot of people are like, what do you guys even do?
Yeah.
Like, do you just get there and run the whole time? Like, there's a lot that goes into it that's not even running. There's lifting, there's cross training, there's like the whole like recovery aspect of like stretching, fueling. So that's another misconception.
How many hours would you say you practice a day or a week?
It kind of varies per day, but usually I get out of school at like 2:30, and then from 2:30 to probably like 5:30, I'm either running or stretching or like doing anything else involving the practice. So 3 hours a day-ish, and then times like 5 or 6 days a week, just depending on how my body's feeling. So it's a good number of hours a week.
Yeah. Do you have any words of advice for upcoming or current teens today?
I'd say try to create a good balance in your life between your academics and your athletics. One thing that my coaches and parents have always been very adamant about is that, first and foremost, I am a student athlete, not an athlete student. So that means that I need to focus on getting good grades, learning things, and being interested in what I'm learning at school. So definitely, school comes before sports, and if you're not doing well in school, then you're not doing well in anything.
Gotcha. Because I feel like, especially at Saucon, if you're not doing well in your classes, they pull you from your sport. Is that right?
Yeah, I do like that they do that at Saucon because it incentivizes people to work really hard in their classes, which is important.
And then moving on, do you have any regrets or mistakes to avoid you want to share with teenagers like pursuing their passions today?
I would say regret-wise, the hard thing about running, like, when I'm out training by myself is that I don't get to spend as much time with friends because I do spend so much time out training. So I do wish that I had taken a step back when I was younger and realized that things were going to take time. It was going to take time to get faster, and so I should let myself kind of not be stressed out and just enjoy my years of high school. So, yeah, that would be a big regret.
Yeah, that is very important because I feel like high school is very much a time when you should be with your friends and with your family.
Exactly, yeah.
As well as focusing on whatever else you decide to do. What would you say your average day is? So you go to school.
Yeah, wake up in the morning. I'm lucky this year I don't have a first period class, so that means at Saucon I don't have to come in till like 8:30 in the morning. Then I go to classes till 2:20, and then I go to practice, train till probably 5:30, just get a good run in, and then I go home, make dinner, hang out a little bit with my brothers, and then head up to my room to do some homework. It gets pretty monotonous during the school week, but I try to mix it up on the weekends, do some fun cross-training stuff. Sometimes I'll go out, go mountain biking, or go play some hockey or something, just to keep it interesting, because the week does get boring.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for engaging in such conversations so far. You're listening to Teen Connect here on WDIY with our guest, Virginia Krause. We're going to take a short break, but don't go anywhere because we will be right back.
WDIY has been broadcasting since 1995.
This is Mayor Ken Smith. Congratulations to WDIY for signing on the air.
We're with Commissioner Frank Donches of the Bethlehem Police Department.
We welcome Dr. John of the Blend today.
Bob Durow composed, conducted, and played much of the Schoolhouse Rock music.
Three is a magic number.
Stepping the antidote to violence is to speak up against it.
WDIY, for 30 years.
Welcome back to Teen Connect. Today we are discussing the world of running with the amazing Virginia Krause. I was going to ask, what do you think has been your biggest achievement so far?
At least for this season, I would say it is winning my fourth state title for the PIAA cross-country championships. I've been running that race since freshman year. It's out in Hershey on the Parkview cross-country course. And just having the consistency to be able to come back there every year, not be injured, not be sick, although I did have the flu last year, so it was not super enjoyable.
Got the job done, I guess.
Yes. But to be able to come back every single year, I think, has been something I'm really proud of. especially this year. I was really not sure what to expect going into the race because leading up to the race, there was another race at Lehigh with almost all the same girls who were going to be in the state meet, and I got third in that race, but I got beat by one girl who was in my race at the state meet, and another girl who was also in my race was only a couple seconds behind me. So I knew it was going to be a very close field going into the race. So I really didn't know what to expect. So I was pretty nervous getting to the course. But I just kept reminding myself, like, one thing about that course out at Hershey is it's super, super hilly. So I told myself, like, this course plays to my strengths. So I just have to go out there and run my own race, and I will be able to get the job done. And it ended up working out really well. I won by 31 seconds, I think.
Wow.
So I was very proud of it, but it was a scary experience.
So I know all courses are the same distance, correct?
Yes. So in theory, that would be how it would go. But the Hershey course is actually a little bit too long just because a couple years back they had a bridge break out on the course, and so they had to reroute it. And when they did that, they made it about a tenth of a mile too long, which doesn't seem like a lot, but when you think in terms of the pace that people run for a 5K, that's like probably 35 seconds if you're going about a 520 mile pace.
Mm-hmm. But there's no limit on like hills or like what the terrain looks like?
No, they can throw as many hills in there as they want to.
I did not know that. As for like training up to it, was it just sort of like your regular training or was there like a specific plan that you had to use?
Yeah, so this season, for the first time, I started incorporating longer distances into my workout days. So I do 2 to 3 workouts a week at like full intensity, and usually those are about 3 miles long, but my coach said, we're going to add the extra mile this year. You're going to do 4-mile workouts, which at first was a really big challenge for me. I kept ending up almost like falling over on the ground during my workouts. But by the end of the season, I had started getting used to that distance, which gave me a lot of confidence going into the race because I told myself the race is only 3 miles and I've been training 4, so it's going to feel short. It's going to feel quick. And then week leading up to the race is always the hardest week for me because it's a taper week, which means that I have to cut my mileage to about 50% of what it is usually and try really consciously to stay off my feet, stay relaxed, which sounds like it should be easy, but when you're used to having such a routine of like lots of miles, lots of hard work, it just feels like you're doing something wrong almost. You're like, why am I not training?
Mm-hmm.
So that week was a time when I was really anxious because also like you're getting that extra energy back too. And so at least for me, when I was sitting in class, like my knee was bouncing the whole time I was sitting at my desk. It was really nerve-wracking week. And then when I finally got to the race course, it was both a sense of the extra fear of like, oh my goodness, this is a real thing, I'm going to have to do this, but also that sense of relief of knowing that all I had to do at that point was run.
Mm. When you were talking about running the 4 miles as opposed to 3, I was thinking, I have a teacher and we would have to do like writing exercises in class and she'd always give us like 30 minutes to write it. And then on the actual exam, we had 40, so that...
Yeah, it's just that like that idea of practicing like you play or practicing harder than you play, which is something that a lot of coaches really preach.
And then do you run track and field as well, right?
Yeah.
Is that like similar events or?
Yeah, so track and field, the distance events are the mile, the 2 mile, and some people consider the 800, which is half a mile, to also be a distance event. So I'll be running all 3 of those in the spring, hoping to get together a good 4x800 team with some of the Saucon Valley girls, and then we'll hopefully be able to compete at leagues and districts.
Oh, good luck.
Thank you.
And then what are some of your future plans or what do you hope to achieve in coming years?
Well, I'm attending Dartmouth next year and I'm going to continue to run cross country and track there. But my biggest goal there is mostly for academics. Like I want to maintain a good GPA. I'm hoping to major in neuroscience and maybe go into psychiatry afterwards, maybe go to medical school. I'm honestly not sure exactly what the future is going to hold because I've really not been exposed to like a whole lot of different career options thus far in my life. But I'm really excited to get to see more of the world, meet new people, challenge myself academically and keep running as much as possible and really enjoy it.
Would you say that was like a dream of yours or?
Yeah, when I was little, my family went up to Vermont for the first time, up to Norwich, Vermont, to visit one of my dad's friends. And I saw the town and I said, I want to live here. And my dad's friend said, well, you can. There's a college here. It's Dartmouth. And my parents said, well, you better work really hard in school if you want to go to Dartmouth. And so that's been my dream for a long time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, it's my junior year now, so I'm starting all the, like, college searches and everything.
Yeah, best of luck with that.
Thank you.
Remember the one thing that my coach, Coach K, told me. He said, you're going to end up where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. I find comfort in that, thinking about that all the time.
Yeah.
If you could have dinner with any person dead or alive, who would it be and why?
This is a tricky one. That is a good question. Probably be a professional runner. I know that's like a narrow lens to see things through, but I really want to meet Eliud Kipchoge. I watched him in a documentary called Breaking 2 about being the first person to run a marathon under 2 hours. And just the dedication it took to do something that nobody's ever done before is something that I'm really inspired by. And I want to know, like, what was going through his head. Because in the documentary, he talks a lot about you have to keep doing something even when your brain says no. And so I want to know what that took. But I want to know what his life is like. He seems like a really inspirational person.
Wow, yeah. Haven't heard of him before, but I'll definitely do some research on that now.
Yeah, anybody listening, that's a good documentary, Breaking 2. Very inspirational.
So you said doing something that nobody's ever done before. You just did that, didn't you?
Yeah. First ever 4-time PIAA cross-country state champion.
Would you want to, like, sort of explain that a little bit, or what was just, like, what it encompassed?
Yeah, so I ran my first 2 years in high school at Moravian Academy, so we were in the single-A division. And honestly, those were 2 years of mostly just, like, learning how to run smarter, because my first year I went out way too fast in the first mile, although honestly, I have continued to do that, so I didn't learn that much.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, so it's definitely been a huge learning experience. And then when I got to Saucon Valley, I started learning a lot from the coaches that we have here, Coach Vedomsky and Coach K, about, like, training specifically for the 5K and training to run smart races. And then the journey just continued. Sophomore year, I had a really big breakthrough race because I went from junior year, I had a breakthrough race. My sophomore year, I ran 1850. And then my junior year, I ran 1818. So really cut off a lot of time there. And then this year, I got a little bit more, finishing in 1748, I think.
Very cool. In summary, do you think there's, like, 3 key points that you'd want to share to young people today overall?
Yeah. Let me try to, like put it all together here. I would say have fun. Surround yourself with good people and work hard in school.
Yes.
Oh, and actually, one more is trust the process, because when it comes down to it, you have to have faith in that things are going to work out for you. And as long as you put in the work and work hard to be a good person, the rest will fall in place.
So you mentioned that you transferred to Saucon Valley. How do you think that experience has gone?
That's been a really, really positive experience for me, actually. The school I was at before Saucon Valley, nothing against Moravian Academy. It was just a very small school, and I think coming to Saucon Valley and being with more of the people that I grew up with, because I live in Saucon Valley, that's why I go there, but being with more of the people that I grew up with and being part of that sports community has been huge for me. I also have really enjoyed getting to know a lot of the teachers at Saucon Valley. One of the English teachers that I had last year, she took special interest in me, really focusing on making sure she was giving me detailed advice on my writing, because I kept coming to her and asking her, like, how can I improve this?
Oh, because you mentioned you
enjoy writing. Yeah, because writing is one of my favorite hobbies. Whenever I'm, like, needing a break from running, I sit down in my chair and I start writing. But just, like, getting to have those really positive relationships with teachers and that individualized attention that I have gotten at Saucon Valley over the past 2 years has been awesome, as well as being part of that amazing community with both the cross-country team and just the school in general.
Are you involved in any, like, clubs or activities?
No, cross-country is really, really my only big thing at Saucon Valley. I wish I had time to be involved in more clubs. I've always wanted to be involved with debate. When I was in middle school, I did and it sounded so fun. But I just realized in the last couple of years that, like, I really don't have that much time after school. I used to also play a couple more sports, at least my freshman and sophomore years. I played ice hockey, and I was on the Lehigh Valley Composite Mountain Biking Team, both of which were amazing experiences. I played hockey for the Lehigh Valley Scholastic League, and I was so grateful to get to be a part of that, because the Lehigh Valley did so much for us in letting us even have games at, like, the PPL Center and bring our friends and things like that. So that was a really fun thing to be a part of. And then the Lehigh Valley Mountain Biking Team was also great. I mean, I'm somebody who loves adventures, especially outdoor adventures. Mm-hmm. So being part of that and getting to travel to different parts of Pennsylvania and just go out for nice long bike rides on the trails and then do some racing every now and then was a really fun experience as well.
You mentioned, when you were talking about Moravian Academy earlier, you said, like, learning how to run.
Yeah. So when I got to Moravian as a freshman, I really, like, I'd been running since I was in middle school, even a little earlier, but I didn't really know how to run the race because mm-hmm. when you're running middle school races, that's like 2 miles long maximum. So you really don't have to employ a whole lot of strategy. You just go out there and you run and you have fun. But when you get into high school and you're running the 5K, there's a lot more strategy involved in that just because it is a longer race. Like, you have to remember to hold back and relax in the first mile and then really push when it counts in the last mile. And so I got a lot of really good advice from people, but I think, at least as a freshman, I was kind of your average defiant teenager, thinking I knew the best way to do it and nobody knew how to do it better than me. So I didn't really pay attention. I kind of just raced the way I wanted to race, and it did result in a lot of races that I wasn't proud of, where I went out too fast or I didn't run the way I was supposed to. So looking back on that, I think I would have taken a little bit more of the advice of my coaches, but I learned a lot, especially toward the end of my freshman year when I did get an injury when I fractured my shins. I ran an indoor track meet, and when I got off the track, I could not walk because the bank of the indoor track had hurt my shins so badly. So I had to take a long time to get back into the sport. I had to cross train for about 8 weeks, and then I was like, slowly implementing running back into my day-to-day training, starting at 1 mile and just like working it up. But that kind of struggle and having to deal with that adversity, I think, is something that helped me get to where I am today. But it also gave me a little bit of the insight to think back and say, hey, what if I had listened to what more people were telling me? What if I had taken a step back and been a little less hard on my body? So
I feel like that applies to a lot of things. Sometimes I just forget that there's so much to learn.
Yeah.
Like, I'm taking a world history course this year, and I'll be in class, and I'm like, oh, I had no idea that this entire civilization existed. And then once I, like, pay attention and, like, put time into it, I realize you're never going to stop learning, really. There's always more stuff to look forward to.
Exactly. I love that quote that I forget exactly how it goes, but it's like, all I know is the extent to which I don't know anything. Like, there is so much more in the world to understand than ever will be understood. Mm-hmm. And so to have the humility to understand that there is so much wisdom out there is something that will really serve a person in life.
On sort of an ending note, if you think you could devote your time to, like, any sport or any activity as much as you do, Trine, do you have any idea what that would be?
I think I probably would play ice hockey. Ice hockey is probably the sport that I love the most. I stopped playing in middle school due to injury in my hip, and I was just at that point I was kind of worried that I would just keep getting injury after injury because it is a more physical sport. But I truly love it. Like, the feeling of stepping on the ice and stick handling and shooting, is there's nothing else like it in the world. It's a really unique sport, and a lot of people think it's a little bit of a crazy sport. Yeah. Like, let's strap blades to our feet and go as fast as we can and shoot a giant rubber disc around. But when you think about it in terms of the way that you move, there's nothing else like it in the world. It feels like flying. So mm-hmm. I do wish that I got more time to play than I do. But that's something I'm a little bit excited about for college, because going up north, there's going to be a lot of frozen ponds to play on.
No, I used to figure skate. So I love the ice, too. Yeah, it's amazing. That's a wrap for today's episode of Teen Connect. Virginia, thank you so, so much for being here and sharing your amazing journey. Good luck in the spring at Dartmouth, etc. And of course, thank you to all of you for tuning in to Teen Connect on WDIY 88.1. Be sure to listen in next time as we keep exploring the issues and ideas that matter to young people today. And until then, take care and stay connected.